CQ calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 16th of February 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB has announced its Scout, Cadet and Girl Guiding Youth Champion. Listen out for stations operating for World Thinking Day on the air. New resources and ideas have been added to the RSGB British Science Week web pages. The RSGB is delighted to announce that Samuel McCutcheon, M7UEL, will be the RSGB Scout, Cadet and Girl Guiding Youth Champion. Sam brings a wealth of hands-on experience to the role, having been part of the Scouts from a young age in Beavers and then working his way up to network. He then progressed to become an assistant section leader. His knowledge will help the RSGB youth team to engage and offer amateur radio support not only to the Scouts, but also the Cadets and the Girl Guides. If you'd like to congratulate Sam on his role, you have any ideas you think would be useful to share, email him via youthchampion.scouts@rsgb.org.uk. Lots of amateur radio stations on the air this weekend and next weekend for World Thinking Day on the air. Listen out for them and encourage the young girl guiding members. You can find details of some of the active stations via rsgb.org/thinking-day. But if your station isn't listed, please share details on the RSGB social media channels. The aim of the event is to encourage girl guiding members to make friendships with those in other units using amateur radio as the means of communication. Have you visited the RSGB's British Science Week pages yet? Two new worksheets have been added recently to inspire you to get involved and showcase amateur radio to new audiences. The activities were designed by the RSGB outreach team to fit in with this year's British Science Week theme of Change and Adapt. If you'd like to deliver these activities to schools or youth groups, the Society has sample lesson plans, risk assessments and guide to contacting your local school available on its website. Remember that British Science Week isn't just for younger audiences, it's open to you all. If you're looking for ideas to get your friends and family involved, or a local community group, go to rsgb.org/bsw and visit the British Science Week resources page. There's a wealth of ideas available from looking at the history of radio communications to building a sustainable system using only solar panels. If you have activity planned for British Science Week, let the RSGB know by emailing the RSGB British Science Week coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, via bsw@rsgb.org.uk. Details of events taking place will be shared on the Society's website. The deadline for the RSGB construction competition is Saturday the 1st of March, which means that you have less than 2 weeks left to submit your entry. The judges will be considering entries in six categories: beginners, construction excellence, innovation, software, antennas and outreach. To find out how to submit your application, go on the RSGB website to construction competition. The results of the competition will be announced during the 2025 RSGB Annual General Meeting on the 12th of April. If you're passionate about amateur radio and have some spare time to support fellow amateurs, why not become an RSGB District Representative? There are currently 12 vacancies across the UK, including Belfast, Cambridgeshire and Lancashire. To find out if there's a vacancy in your region, go to rsgb.org/volunteers and then get in touch with the regional representative of the district with the vacancy. Amateur radio operators are reminded to take care when operating on the WRC-15 secondary allocation at 5 megs. The UK still has no access to full WRC-15 allocation. Despite requests, this seems unlikely to change in the foreseeable future. The UK is fortunate to have more generous licence conditions. It's imperative that these are not put at risk by irresponsible operating in violation of the licence conditions, particularly in the 5358 to 5362 kHz gap where there is no UK allocation. The RSGB website has detailed advice for operators, both for SSB and digital modes, on its rsgb.org/figure5MHz webpage. Take care not to transmit outside the UK segment, even if you hear other amateurs transmitting. Remember that signals heard may be coming from amateurs in other countries with different allocations. RSGB ARDF Committee is pleased to announce the return of British ARDF Championships in 2025. They'll be held as a three-day festival in early April 2025. Entries open on the 1st of March and will remain open right up until the event itself. Further information and updates can be found at tinyurl.com/ARDF figures 25. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, the Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 23rd of Feb from 10 a.m. Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee in Lancashire, WN72PZ. Please note the maximum number of 5-foot tables per trader has gone down from 6 to 5, but the good news is that the price remains as it has for several years at £10 per table. More information, visit wmrc.co.uk. The Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society annual rally takes place on the 1st of March at Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballyhinnich Road, BT266AR. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. More details from lvars.uk. On the 2nd of March, the Exeter Radio Rally takes place at a new venue. The event will be held in the Ken Centre, EX67UE, from 10 a.m. Traders and catering will be available on site. More information, Pete, G3ZVI, 07714198374, or email g3zvi@yahoo.co.uk. Special event news, Darren 2E0LXY is hosting a special amateur radio event to raise funds for the Sheffield Children's Hospital today, the 16th. He'll be operating on 8040, 20, 17, 15, 12 and 10 metre bands using FT8. He'll also be active on the 2 metre and 70 sems band using FM. DMR users can talk to Darren via Brandmeister Talk Group 23530. More information, including how to make a donation, available on Darren's QRZ.com page. Special call sign S5701DX is running during February in memory of Slavko S57DX, who became a silent key last February. The station has been heard recently using CWSSB on the HF bands. More information, visit QRZ.com. From the 1st to the 28th of March, George MM0JNL will once again be activating special event station GB0GTS. This year the station is active in support of the Great Tommy Sleepout. This national challenge aims to raise funds and awareness for all former UK service personnel homeless. More details are available at qrz.com and rbli.co.uk. DX News, Bob NC6Q is active as HP1TT from Panama until tomorrow the 17th. He's operating CW and a bit of SSB on the 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, QSL direct to NC6Q. Data VU2DSI is operating from Lonar Lake in India from the 20th to the 24th of February. This unique location was formed by the impact of a meteor around 550,000 years ago. The station will be active on the 40, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands using SSB. More information, qrz.com. Claudio HB90AU is active as Delta 44OA from Sal Island, AFO86, Cape Verde until Tuesday the 18th. Is operating CW and SSB 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World and Club Log. Contest news, ARRL International DX contest started at 0000 UTC Saturday the 15th, runs until 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 16th. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed, the exchanges signal report and transmit power. USA stations also send their state, Canadians send their province. On Tuesday the 18th, RSGB 1.3 gigs activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 23 SEMS band. The exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Thursday the 20th, RSGB 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band. The exchange's signal report serial number and locator. The CQ160DX contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday the 21st, ends 2200 UTC on Sunday the 23rd Feb. Using SSB on the 160-metre band, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone. USA stations also send their state, Canadian stations send the province. The REF contest starts at 0600 UTC on Saturday the 22nd, ends at 1800 UTC on Sunday the 23rd of Feb. SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write: two large coronal holes on the Sun's surface have been spraying solar material towards Earth, pushing the KP index up to a high of 4.67. The solar wind speed has been consistently higher than 500 kilometers per second, and with the south pointing into planetary magnetic field, the plasma has flooded into the Earth's magnetic field. There have been a few auroral openings, but these have only been minor. As a result, ionosphere has not been too badly affected, and daytime maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 kilometres have been generally maintained above 28 megs, with the odd dip towards 24 megs. Coronal mass ejections have not made an appearance, and there were only three M-class flares between the 9th and the 13th of February. Meanwhile, the solar flux index fell to the 150s and 160s last week. Recent HF DXs included the V73WW expedition to the Marshall Islands, which has been worked from the UK, including the 40-30-20-metre bands, using CW TX7N expedition to Marquesas Island in the French Polynesia, has just finished. It wasn't an easy path, but it was worked from the UK on all bands from 30 to 12 metres using FT8, CW and SSB. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index could rise a little to be in the 180s to 190 range. Once Earth is free from the effects of the current coronal hole stream, we may expect that the KB index will retreat perhaps to 2. So DX next week could be quite reasonable, but as always, keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. VHF and up. The lingering high pressure just to the east of the UK is holding weather fronts over western Britain for the time being, with any tropo benefits confined to eastern areas and being marginal at best. During the coming week, changes will be slow, but gradually a more determined push on the Atlantic fronts may bring them over most areas, especially the extreme southeast of the country. This will make rain scatter more accessible, although the models suggest that the fronts are likely to become weaker, so they will not be especially useful by the time they reach the southeast. Sporadic is in its quiet season now, and as are the meteor scatter prospects, with no major showers in attendance until the spring lyrids in late April. Perhaps this quieter time is a chance to do some operating housekeeping. For example, you could update a list of nearby repeaters and beacons to help you track developing openings, or maybe you'd like to consider trying a new mode or band. Perhaps you could learn to use digital modes for meteor scatter. Maybe consider joining the increasing number trying CW on the 2-metre bands. Moon declination went negative again on Saturday the 15th, and path losses are rising as the moon moves away to apogee, its furthest point from the Earth, on Tuesday the 18th. 144 meg sky noise is low for most of the coming week, but goes high for the weekend of Saturday the 22nd. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And that's all from me also.